Coquitlam is expected to formalize its funding contribution today, May 8, to pay for part of the coordinator position with the Tri-Cities Homelessness and Housing Task Group. Group co-chairs Keir MacDonald and Christina Pereira are set to appear before the city's council in committee to talk about the part-time coordinator's work that will cost Coquitlam $25,040 for the next 2 years, based on the Simon Fraser cost-sharing formula with Port Coquitlam, $9,587, and Port Moody, $6,015. Coquitlam Council earmarked the money last December in its 2023 budget. The coordinator's role is currently filled by Polly Cryer, an Anmore Village councillor. Besides city representatives, the task group includes a large cross-section of stakeholders from officials with Douglas College and the Fraser Health Authority to developers, businesses and nonprofit groups. Founded in 2007, the task group addresses topics such as homelessness, affordable housing, and mental health and addiction services in the Tri-Cities. This work includes helping BC Housing with the supportive shelter at the Shore Stay Hotel and organizing the winter shelter program at Tri-City Churches, as well as the extreme weather response shelter at the Kyle Center in Port Moody. In a letter to the three mayors, the group said the COVID-19 pandemic, the ongoing drug poisoning crisis and affordability issues created unprecedented challenges for the community over the past few years. This has made finding safe, secure and appropriate housing an unattainable goal for many, MacDonald and Pereira wrote. Coquitlam's Council in Committee meets at 2 p.m. on May 8.